Okay. So, Ian, tell us a bit about this parallel worlding scene that was going on in San Francisco that led to this music.
Well, just that psychedelic world.
The drugs.
Correct. All the way up to Surrealistic Pillow.
That was the end.
Yeah.
That album killed the scene?
Yeah.
Why?
Everyone fell asleep on the pillow.
They blew their brains out or found them some better LDS.
That's true. By the summer of 60, well, summer 67 was LDS, right. I'm quoting a movie. I am quoting the men who played around with goats.
On their search for the golden goose, yes.
Yeah, LDS.
Played around with goats.
You're talking about that on Melting Titanium.
I was raped by goats. I did not have sexual relations with that goat.
I was talking about that on Melting Titanium last night, the LDS issue, and he's referring back. Cause it's all one composition. Everything. You listen to all the archives, the thousands of hours of Ion. It's all orchestrated and echoed and resounding metaphor for the experience of being human. This is a constant muted motif that the user is the content and the parallel operation is the medium is the message. These two go together, figure and ground. You get that? You get that, James?
Gotten.
So that we have to get it is the point?
No. None of that. That's your job. Your job is to be irritated that we don't get it.
Yeah, well, that, you see where we were kind of playing with that slippiness of that. So it's okay.
So is the scene got killed by the pillow because it moved the scene into the TV landscape?
Pretty much.
Yeah, and that killed whatever subjective, hyper-subjective world they were getting into with their drugs.
Well, but that was the excuse. But see, others of them made it on Ed Sullivan. Why didn't that?
Why didn't that?
Yeah.
Why didn't that? What's that mean?
Do you get didn't that what? There had to be a degree of separation.
There's some degree of separation.
other genres of music made the Ed Sullivan Show.
Why didn't
they made the Ed Sullivan Show eventually. You can YouTube.
Well, eventually, right before it was dead, yeah.
No, right after it was dead. If it was killed in September 67.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Right after it was dead. Oh, that's why Finnegan had to wait, because somebody had to die. Okay, good. Then there you go. That's why if you're interested in transition, that's as good a thing as any to transition over. Good. No problem.
Yeah, James, the history is, I know the history very well. I was there. What happened is that you had the human being in January 67, right when Rai returned to the plane of essence, Ginsberg, Leary, and all, Dick Gregory and everybody, I don't know if Dick Gregory is there.
Off ISSE.
They had this big, all this ISSE human being in January 67. And then that, I don't know how it got to the kids. Maybe it was that there was some song.
ISSE pitched a fit.
ISSE pitched a fit, that's right. So then there was a song, Going to San Francisco, by Eric Burdon and the Animals. So everybody shows up there in the summer. Hey, man, you weren't even there. Let me tell this.
And J.W. wasn't even born yet.
Okay, he was portaling around as a two-year-old. But James, so what happened in the summer of 67, you had the media coverage, you know, Life magazine, everybody covers it. And then the original hippies, probably from other worlds, they did a funeral in October 67. They marched the hippie image down the San Francisco Haight-Ashbury Street and killed the movement. And then in the summer of 68, maybe it was 69, I saw Jefferson Airplane at a stadium in Seattle. And then you could tell it was over. Here they were doing stadium rock. It was like lost its locality. So Ion is right that this album killed the scene. It started it for the virtual matrix, and that was the end of whatever. So they couldn't parallel world themselves anymore, Ion?
Correct.
See, that's a pretty interesting point, that the TV landscape affects your own ability. That'll learn you.
It limited.
That'll
it.
Learn you.
It limited. The medium is the message. Well, then that became the standard. What Marshall didn't say, the medium is the message, which then becomes the standard. And that's the problem with it.
Well, he does say that. Yeah, he does. That's what he meant.
But,
Jesus, it's an irresponsible statement that I have made.
Well, okay.
If you
get non-physical, a better looky box, maybe they can be more responsive.
So were their brain cells mesmerized enough by TV that they didn't have to do drugs or go into parallel worlds?
Who?
The musicians.
What do you mean? You mean before when they did go into parallel worlds?
No, when they stopped going to parallel worlds, was it because, you're saying it's because of TV and...
Mesmerized it.
Ion?
It threw them off.
It was a new, more hyper sense than parallel worlding was an experience. Parallel worlding was normal.
Right.
It was something exciting and new and different and euphorically... interesting.
Right, because it was an extension. You actually were parallel worlding when you were on TV. You, the viewers were, and the content was parallel worlding through the physical digital.
Except for the sensors, and now the sensors are even gone.
Mm. Why were they gone? When? Now or then?
Yeah.
Now.
No, now.
They just say it's MA because that means anything goes.
Mature audience.
Oh, yeah, you jumped to now. You jump to now, Ion.
We didn't jump. We don't know. We don't have.
You don't know the difference. You can't jump.
HBO.
You can't jump through now. It's all there.
Yeah, you can do anything on HBO.
Oh, okay. So that means back to parallel worlding. Right? Because the media excitement is gone. You get that, James? The media excitement's over. We can back to 1965.
1965.
Back to the future.
Back to the future. Well, that was an exciting review of something that is part of our larger now.